exactly, but it, this one thing is clear from the Minchas Yitzchak. He's not allowed to do it, even if he'll only treat the Raven on time. Even if he won't pin damage Shalem at all. Because he's saying that the Raven itself, there was enough correction there, that's a clearly defined Tircha that he's stealing. So that seems to be clear. Now what's not clear, and what we have now is, that what happens if you want to copy something and not sell it?
For your own personal use.
For your own personal use.
Or to give it away.
Huh?
Or to give it away.
Or to give it away.
Give
Let's
it
go
away.
Two places. Let's go two steps. Then number one, I'm a teacher. I'm giving a shiur. I want to learn this piece. So I go ahead and I want to make 12 copies or 10 copies of this piece, so we can learn it inside.
The Supreme Court just distinguished between selling back then in Mahusa. They distinguished between university printing it and distributing it to the class.
Yeah, let me just make one thing clear with the Dina de Malchusa, just by the way. Dina Malchusa can't go against the employer, even in Choshe Mishpat. It can maybe be Machmer, but it can't be Mekel. So if I plead the employer, you're not allowed to do that, then it doesn't make a difference what the Supreme Court said. It's only if I plead the employer you're allowed to. And then the Supreme Court said something else, that it could be that I'll sign it. When I buy a safer, I'm lying according to the Dina de Malchusa, the Mina Kamedina, so I'm agreeing that when I bought this safer, I'm going to abide, but that's only the Chumrah. You can never say Dina de Malchusa.
Right now, I'm not even passing the Chumrah. Because until now, they said fair use. Because when it is university printed for its own personal use, it's okay. So they said now, if they officially print it and sell it to the students, that's awesome.
Yeah, but that's not about selling it.
No, but now, as if students have it on their own and they accommodate the printing without selling it, that's more.
What do you mean they have it on their own? What does that mean?
In other words, they don't sell it.
Mm-hmm. They give it away.
They give it away.
The students will let the students copy it.
Okay.
The library.
So he brings like this. See, I'll write it over because I don't want to copy it because he holds it. So.
Where's it from?
It's the Pische Choshen. He's up to volume number 8, by the way. Of this question is. So in here it says in Hilchus Geneva, it's Perek Tes. And it's in the middle of a few pages of the Orus. It's not going to be easy to find, but it's on Pat. I tell you, Patriarch Bay Zion, in case you ever want to look it up.
How were you able to find it? Your computer picked up, you were...
No, you were not in the computer.
I learned about it.
This is not a computer, no. I just learned through the whole thing. I learned through the whole thing, the whole chapter. So it says like this. He brings like this. He says that you're allowed to go ahead. I'm sorry, it's Patriarch Bay Test. No. Patriarch Bay Zion. Yes. Can you say Resh Pei Zayin originally?
You said Peretz.
Page Resh Pei Zayin. So he says, especially it's Mechalik and this is Tamsoifa, whether you own something or whether you're borrowing something. That's why I was lowering the price of the safer. But then he says, what is? Be'afiha Omer, Nira. The Koshek and Shesh Iso Hasogas Gul Be'atoka Taklitim or Kasetov, cassettes and this, computer disks. Shenatu l'shem mitzvah, that were done for business purpose. Umekom makom muta leyochid lehashi lelehatik sheloi lelehatik sheloi l'shem mitzvah. Turns out that if he's not doing it for business, then that would be muta, because he's not being yours for, you're not doing business with it. Kemosh kosok tigleya. Hem chok yoytu b'seh. So then he goes back and forth, then he brings a tshuva from, this is what I'm trying to find, from the Shevet HaLevi. Oh, Shalos Tshuva Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi is Rav Shmuel Vozner, the Rabbi before Meir in Bnei Brak. It's the Ne'er Vetshim. So in his Chelek Dalet, he writes like this, Im Muta Letzalim Dafim, Mitoz Sefer Abur Talmide Bet Sefer. Are you allowed to copy a few pages for teaching purposes? Shem B'yolun Likon Sefer Shom, and they can't possibly afford to buy the whole thing. So here you have a very specific case. A case where nobody's boosting business here. Because these guys are not going to buy the safe, they can't afford it. So here you want to copy a few pages so they can learn from the safe. Umetzavim lehatir. And he says that's mutter. Kiman she'ein zeh sefer shom, since it's not a complete safe. Ve'loidomi le'mashikosu achroini b'inyan iso ha'spos ha'sfarim k'moshikstafim le'. And it's not similar to being matched with a whole safe, in which case we said that that's awesome. Begam einze ke yored lumnas chaveiro, ela minias hareva. That's not being yored lumnas chaveiro, but it's just preventing him from making profit, being that once you match these few pages, that other person is not going to go ahead and sell, and be able to sell that certain amount of profit. Begam ein matzis in linkol erabim, and they're not doing it to sell. That's what he writes, the Shevet HaLevi. So now the Pitzich Choyush, and Leo Daiti, Nero, that if he's photocopying in order to give it out to the Talmidim, it's not different, that's like selling it. Why? What's the difference if he's doing it, selling it for money or selling it for another reason? But he would hold that only if he's photocopying for his own use would it be mutter, but he's photocopying to give to others, then that would be also. And what's the difference? He's getting paid for it or not getting paid for it? It's not the money that he's making that makes this, it's the fact that he's giving it to others. He's flooding the market. He's taking away the guys who are not. He's your umnoser, because his umnos is to write for him or to make picture books for little kids. And when you do that, so then he says, with sorry,
chiyum. So that's where Vosner's saying this? He's ushering? Who's ushering?
No, no. It's a piece of question. Vosner is matrit. And the Pitzich Choyush said he doesn't understand Rav Vosner's psak, where he says that since you're giving it away for free, you'll be muta. Says that he doesn't hear. Why should that make a difference whether you sell it for money or you don't sell it for money? And he holds it also, which is why I didn't copy it and give it out.
Okay, yes.
So individual pages.
Yes. This question distinguishes if you do it for yourself, it's muta.
If you do it for other people, it's also. Then it's also. Now, if you look in this Azara, and we won't go into it, but you can see that he means Ramosh's Chubas. Again, this is a Yid who put out Rashi's font for Windows. Right, Rashi's font, and he says he worked hard to make this font. So if you take a look, it's interesting how he writes it. I know that I agree with him 100%, but he says, So he says, if you see in Shal Shuvas Marashah, which is the one we learned, Shem Shistircha She'adobar She'odon Tareach Poiticha Mamoshis Umnotha Bekach, if you have that combination, that's what he does for a living, that's what he makes for a living, and he put in a clearly defined Tircha, V'yesh Mechir L'Tircha Zu, and it has a market value, Osa Lehonos M'Tircha Zu L'Eloi Tashmi Hu Gezel M'Divrei. Then he brings from Ramoshe Feinstein in the Haskama to the Frankel Rambam, but later this was a Tshuva to Rabbi Frank Greenblatt, and it was eventually printed in the Igros Moshe, where somebody could be mocked with that if he gives a Shia, that it should not be recorded and be given away. He has the right to be mocked with on that. And from there we learn now that certainly music recording and all that stuff, he has the right to be mocked with on that too. And then he has the Shmuel Vosner, he doesn't say where the Tshuva is, but that's the Tshuva that we just read. And then the Shus tape or a Hiesity or a Heimkraft Zion that you know a lot of copy the tape and so on. So in Mela he's putting this as horror in each package. So for
himself,
who is
this
guy?
He made a font.
A Rashi font.
Yeah, this cat is 8 fonts. I mean, I bought it because of Rashi. This is it. This is his font.
One we use
is his font. It's a nice font. He has a couple of Rashi fonts that he designed. Oh, he says he designed. I don't
Rashi
really understand it. I mean, he designed it.
Rashi designed it.
I mean, whoever designed it, designed it. He just redid it. So how? What is he have the right to go ahead and take Rashi's one? Maybe Rashi's your shim should have
it. Right.
Which, by the way, in the Pitzer question, if you're interested, you might as well get the second. But he writes a very interesting thing. Well, he doesn't clearly understand why we're allowed to the most schematic printers to on our side, no problem. Says they're known Yorshim of the Shulchan Aruch. They're known Yorshim of the Mechaber. I have to be one of them. I'm an enikel of the Bes Yosef, so why don't I have the right to the Shulchan Aruch? He says, Tzorichin, I don't know clearly why not. There's enikels of the Ramah. I mean, it's a duo. I mean, I happen to have, not that I can understand clearly how it works, but in one of the stories that was written by one of my uncles, so he has, and then the whole Yichus brief, the whole Yichus from before the Bes Yosef, from Rabbi Yosef Kro, from the Bali of Choices, was the grandfather, great grandfather of the Bes Yosef. And he goes on all the way down to how the Talmudic children moved to Ashkenaz and became Ashkenazim, and the whole thing is this, Rika is Takis, or Rishiyim. Why would it be that the Yorshim or the Beis Yosef don't have the Mechada? Don't have the right to the
Mechada? You go against your own Mishpacha. You pass it according to Rav Mon, not the Beis Yosef. You go against your own Mishpacha.
Yeah, because it became Ashkenazim, yeah. In one of my uncle's farm, it says, he brings from one other sefer, Akaru means stone, in an Arabic dialect, which is how the name Stein came about. You know, so my uncle in Eretz Yisrael, he was giving a shiur in Yerushalmi, and one of the people who comes to the shiur was a general in the Israeli army, whose expertise was Arabic. And he asked him, he said, Lohayol and Nivra. Karo doesn't mean stone. He's a Karo for Akwe, who's an Enikul, so I don't know who he is. But he's a Karo living for Akwe.
That's Karo?
Yeah. He's a Yekid. Because a lot of them moved to Ashkenaz. And he's an Enikul with the Yosef. But then he said this one after the Yom Kippur War, after they made peace, you know, with Egypt, so he was sent to Cairo. So while he was in Cairo, it was a big chassid of my uncle. So he went to Cairo University, and he found that in that real old Arabic dialect, Cairo means stone. Oh. He found that to be true, yeah. And that's basically the story. So if anybody has a Shulchan Aruch, I want rights.
And but so now, if you went to each individual I'd say for people, we can go and Xerox it on our own, but we can Xerox for all of them.
Well, I don't know if he's saying that. I don't know if he's saying that you could borrow it and Xerox it. If you have your own, you could Xerox it. Which is how what I tend to tell people, that if you buy a tape, you know, let's say I buy a tape, you know, in Miami, Boss Quiet, and I want to have one in like one car, one in the other car, one in the house, and one upstairs. But that lechayer they can't answer such a thing.
Even though let's say you want to make a backup tape, so they don't last forever.
Right. Even though it's for my own use.
Even though you're going to ruin the guy because you're not going to have to buy another tape, but it has a natural life wear down.
Yeah.
Well, I can't give it to a friend.
Well, I mean, that's what they're all saying. They're all saying that that's smooth.
I can't give it to a friend.
But I could not give it to a friend that you should have.
Even with your rishus. You can't give him the rishus.
I can't give him that rishus. That's what it sounds like for most.
But even by the...
But we know I'll have it. So next week...
We learned in the show. You can't throw it away. A shomer, you can keep... What? If I give you the sacred, you're a shomer, I can give you a rishus to copy the sacred, but I didn't write
it. You can give me a rishus to copy the sacred, even though... I mean, it's yours.
Mine, I own it.
Right. From that should be a riot.
I didn't have the chiddush. I didn't have the ideas.
Right, but it's from that should be a riot that you could go ahead and take somebody else's tear so that he will matik it.
Yeah.
And give it to me and let me be matik it. But be matik it for what purpose?
For your own. Let's say your own person.
Oh, so you want to say that if I there, I can lend you the tape.
You like it.
And I can give you a shoes to go ahead.
Happy you like this chaz. You listen to
it. Oh, but the only thing is that shulchan aruch is not specifically stated there that the person who originally made the thing copyrighted.
Yeah.
Right? There's a difference. In the case of the tapes, they all say, you know, Azhara, you know, without putting this Azhara. But, you know, one day, so you sell this Azhara to somebody who makes tapes, so he copied the Azhara.
So when I sell what exactly...
Then there's another thing that it says, he brings here, interesting, Chubas. He says, but, by the way, when it comes to Kiddush HaTorah, even if you don't hold it at some sort, that you couldn't copy it, it certainly is, he says, it's certainly also to go ahead and take somebody's Kiddush HaTorah that he wrote and print them, if the original Mechaber did not print them.
Some Sefer said...
It's part of the Chassam Sefer. He says, besides that, he says, because many times somebody who writes Kiddush that he never meant to be printed, that he doesn't know for sure that they're true, you know, just like half a minute that he had, and he writes it down to him Me'ayin later, and then you'll go ahead and you'll print it. And you're going to putting out Torah that's absolutely nobody ever said it's true.
That's right.
And you know, you're messing the world up altogether. So that's because they did that recently. They put out a Rav Chaim's Chiddush on Bar Metzia from Tzav Yad, which were he himself wrote down the shiurim that he gave in Volozhin on Bar Metzia, and they printed it. So all the briskas went crazy. They put up Sefer Chalov Yerushalayim, whoever buys the Sefer is going to have a Tzvola, these type of things. That's why I bought the Sefer. They advertise it that way. Once you start putting out the Sefer, everybody's curious. But then the time, one of the times is that how do they know if I want to have it to be printed this thing? It's the shiur, and who knows, maybe the halamin is there, you know, maybe there's
they're printing all kinds of kisra yad now.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, so it depends, you know, if it's a ksav yad that was printed before, right, so you know that it was meant to be printed, except there was no print. Rashi didn't have a printing mill. So it's four tfusim of Rashi that we know, four ksav yad. Right? So each ksav yad, obviously he rewrote it because he had reasons.
Do we know specifically which Talmud and the Pinchasim, which are they just illegal?
Some you know, yeah, there are experts that know. Yeah.
They know which Talmud it was.
Yeah, it? Which Talmud or which Einik or whatever.
Yeah. What, you know, if you're learning here in Shar Yashar, you see something that you want to save, and you run across a student like a copy of it. That's
exactly what he's talking about, for your own purposes.
But you don't own it.
Yeah. What?
You don't own it.
He said that. You mean you don't own the safer? You do. You're part of Shar Yashar.
I don't know.
Publicly held.
They give you permission to use it.
No, I mean yeshivas is partial. Nobody owns a yeshiva. Yeshivas, I mean, it's a.
It's called with Kenyan
Sarah. Huh?
It's called with Kenyan Sarah.
Yeah, it's all bought with the Tzedakah money. You can't say nobody has ownership over that. Everybody has ownership. The whole Klal Yisrael has ownership over it.
You were mentioning something about next week.
Next week, I'll tell you that. I'll finish writing this up. And then we want to start with Yerushim. Now, the problem is that with the Sefer, with door to door, I don't know if I'll be able to get it this week. I mean, I have one.
And a 5 o'clock can be there?
I think he specifically says that the shtoras that he brings to Yitzhak Zero. I think that he specifically says that. Yeah, I think he wrote the Sefer Menu pretty much Lishma. No, he didn't write it. That was not his. It wasn't. I know it's not his thing to go write this type of Sefer. I think he wrote it because he thought it was a bit mixed up. Okay. But the thing is, he's sitting Shiva. And he gets up on Wednesday, so maybe I could still buy it.
Can you say it for the other way with. Talking a few pages, because now we have 10 people, we have over a million here people who've never been to the Sefer before, now I go out and buy the Sefer because they have 3 pages.
You mean the advertised the
samples. Samples.
But I didn't copy anything.
No, but had you done that? I know in the past I bought 4.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I could have done that by telling you about the Sefer.
Yeah, but if I take it from
I didn't have to copy anything. Now you might be interested in buying the safe.
We didn't decide.
I mean, himself is saying. I mean, that's the case that he's talking about. That you're giving it over to Talmidim. The only thing I got, I have to look in the Shevet Alei, the inside. Maybe I'll copy it, and if it's something interesting, I'll copy it and bring it.
So what you
he says is mutter. But anyway, but he could be. I don't know. But it seemed to me that the case there was very specific that they couldn't afford to buy it.
Yeah, so you
right? So he's saying that he couldn't afford to buy it, so you know, really being mazik him at all.
I've heard that.
They're not going to buy it anyhow, which is what I think Rabbi David holds. You ask him, can you copy a tape? So he asks you, I mean, are you going to buy it? No, I'm not going to buy it.
Because
he holds the history, it's like the Urdom Nosser. And since you know, being Urdom Nosser since.
Is there any way of figuring out that when this person uses a C with a circle, I mean, there's a Shiloh whether it's going to be, you know, it's not clear in Halacha which way he's going. Is there any kind of to say that because he uses the C in the circle that then it would be Mishakel Dina Demachos Vivina?
Or only?
No, I'm just saying that if a person goes to the trouble.
Yeah, but you figure out the Ashur is saying Klor, the Dina Machos Dina applies here.
Yeah, but I'm saying
but Dina Demachos Dina never applies to Kul. So you want to sign it that since he wrote C, he's giving up his rights in Halach and going by Dina Demachos.
That's what I'm wondering.
But he also writes called Askulia Shmuras and Yisur Pasogas Kulia Dua, and then on top of Kapiras.
So in other words, he put both.
Yeah.
Okay.
He might say for our Kulia Skulias Shmuras, and then I put the C.
So that's like.
I couldn't figure out how to write that C with a computer, so I did by hand.
But
there is a way of doing it.
There is a way of doing
it. What is it?
Yeah, I don't have to do it.
Written on near your equipment.
Wait till we have Heksher in books.
Does it seem a circle? Yeah, it seems a circle means it's written on near.
No, that's very important to have a Heksher.
Have a Heksher in books? Absolutely.
Which is a Haskamah.
I know, but why do you have to just read it?
They're tiny. Some of the Rabbonim are tiny to start writing Haskamahs on the internet. Say, an internet site. Because there's a lot of sites in Yiddish, hundreds of them. Yeah. Halachas, and then I got this from the internet here. This is Hoshe Mishpat Shailos in the Bezdin in Ramot. They got Kutirat every week in English. This is Kutirat, Rabbi Tendler from one, Rabbi Tendler's son. in Eretz Yisrael every week.
Well, what kind of protection?
Not a shyness for Shemishka.
And they also have a copyright protection.
Not a mean not cop. No, he says no. He forget. But he wants you to take it. He wants you to put it out there.
But still, need Haskamas to let you.
No, but I say, how do you know? You know, that this is not the reform bedding of the Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So that's a lot of exotic. There's a lot of
Haskamas.
So Hillel David told me that they put in his name, Rabbi Hillel David Pastor so and so, and they put it over the internet. Somebody put a subsack, and he was wrong. He said in Mashiach, he was giving Mashiach Mishabruna in his shul, so he said, if it's a Habimina, maybe if he was Mishabruna, he could say this and that. So they put the Habimina on Samas Kona there. And he gave another Shia in Seattle, because one of the people asked him about it in Seattle. He was son, it's a Kurosh Kodesh in Seattle, so he was there. Somebody asked him about it. See, I only said a Habimina like that, but not a Maskona. The next week over the internet, it was a correction.
Yeah, but sometimes they do this intentionally. You can communicate.
Yeah.